Attention, thought, and feeling. The average person thinks it impossible to live in a state of perfection, a state with no discord, because the conditions of earth are in such discord. Yet the first two golden ages, which are referred to as the Garden of Eden, were without discord. How is that possible? Everyone has the faculties of attention, thought, and feeling. Although you do not see them, you know you have them, and they are real to you. You have the power of attention, thought or vision, and feeling, which is the power of qualification. These are your creative faculties and are in constant action, creating every minute, either good or otherwise. While awake and during sleep, they function at inner levels. Each individual is a creator, a being with free will, given or endowed by the Creator or Father. You are at liberty to direct the attention to whatever you will, good or evil, think and feel as you choose. Attention, vision, and qualification are the creative faculties by which creation takes place. These three are your creative faculties by which is created either perfection or discord every moment. Attention is the first faculty of the law. Then comes the mighty power of the I Am. You are victorious or a failure by the power of attention. What you think, you create. Where your attention is, there you are, and you are becoming that. What you meditate upon, you become. Attention is power of light in action. Life is a compelling force. Your attention to a thing compels life to flow there. What sets one afire may, by attention to the same thing, put another into despair. Remember what your concentrated attention means upon a given object. Your human or outer self is the means by which you hold the attention for accomplishment. Your concentration is your focused attention. Concentration is an inner force held. Of course, the attention is used. Your attention is your success or failure. It takes your acknowledgement, acceptance, and attention on a thing to have its blessing. There is no one thing that can change your life or your life stream like the attention. Then there is another discipline. You may focus your attention on discord out here, but yet not accept the discord in the feelings. As you connect by your attention to things in the outer world, you make it a part of your world. Nothing can enter your world but what you invite. How? By your attention. By discussion. There is no human creation that has power in your world except by the power of your attention. The shadows and discord live by one's attention, feeding your life into them. Where your attention is, there you are. What your attention is upon, that you become. It is imperative to make effort to control the attention. Mastery is attained by controlled attention. Limitation is caused by your giving power to something outside instead of to the presence. When you feel not sure, you have allowed the attention to be divided between appearances and the presence. Attention is like a wire, for illustration. Wires are placed at four points for a telephone. Now you are connected. When the wire is cut, that is like taking off the attention. Disconnect your attention from the disturbing thing. Turn the attention from discord, also in the feelings. Every discord or human thing must drop away when you stop giving attention to it. Your attention to the presence 1 minute a day would do much for you. Feel the presence, the light of the presence, enter your flesh body. Attention to the presence is the most powerful thing in the universe. Give attention to your presence constantly, every time you have a few moments. Fix your attention upon the harmonizing and perfecting of yourself. When you turn on the switch, you have light. You do the same when you give the attention to the presence. One's power of attention will reverse energy. In your feeling world is your divine memory. How are you going to bring it forth unless the attention is held on it? In the changing of your feeling, you change your attention. A quick, powerful change of attention can do wonders. You can change the vibratory action of your body. Through attention and governing of your feelings, you can become master of your world. Everyone is a magnet with the attention on the presence. One is using the three faculties, attention, vision, and qualification, to draw all good things or otherwise to him. Determine to not allow your attention to go to what is past. Do you quite comprehend the slightest activity of your attention? You do not know a thing until your attention is drawn to it. The attention must be undivided, then you will be amazed at your results. Every time the attention starts to wander, start pouring out love and blessings. Your attention goes from the heart a greater percentage than from the intellect. It is a flame action from the heart up and out from the forehead to the thing where the attention is focused. Without attention, consciousness would be static, still. With attention, consciousness acts. With feeling, it becomes dynamic. Whenever you give positive attention to the presence, there comes the release of its light and energy. Remember two things. Where your attention is, there you are. And what your attention is on, you become. You can be free. Often remind yourself of this. I know no human appearance has any power except the life energy I feed into it by my attention. One need not alter his occupation, but rather change his attention. When attention is on the objective and it is called to other things in the outer world, then charge your Christ self to direct energy there, to objective. Attention to the goal, the ascension, forms a tube of light and draws you into it. It is within the power of any one of you to bring forth any secret of life if you hold your attention unwaveringly. Thought and feeling. There is only one creative power in the world, thought and feeling. Thought and feeling are your creative centers. Can you do anything without your mentality and feeling? There are teachings which teach thought power and stress right thinking, but the power of feeling has not been understood or taught until recently. Since there is three times as much or more energy in the feeling world as in the mental world, it is necessary to control the feeling first. The greater power is in the feelings, which run rampant with most of mankind, which accounts for so much unrest and disturbed conditions. It is the feeling that energizes and motivates the thoughts. The feeling or emotional world being the powerhouse, it should concur with the thought. That is what produces results. That is why many prayers have not been answered, they being only mental. The thought creates the form, or cup. The feeling energizes it, which makes it a thing. One has to hold the form, thought form or pattern, until the substance fills it. To gain self-control is not a matter of mind only, but of the feelings, wherein is the greater amount of energy. No one will ever control thought until he controls feeling first. Thought is produced by feelings. You never have a thought that you didn't have a feeling first. Every individual is constantly picturing what is in his feelings. You are never bound by conditions. You are bound by your own feelings. You think the wall shuts out the air. It is your feelings that shut out the air. The only thing that stands between the ascended masters and us, between beauty and perfection and us, is thought and feeling, and we can change both instantly. That is demonstrated so clearly in a child, or adult too for that matter, that may be crying, and by the attention of being drawn to something else, he is laughing the next moment. Also in actors, which is done at will. They have learned to control those faculties and cause them to respond at their will. What is meant by the expression, up against a stone wall. That stone wall is the human accumulation, which is misqualified energy in the feeling world mostly. The presence can be called into action to dissolve and transmute it. Train yourself to bring your feeling to bear forth that which the consciousness knows. Your feeling world is the release. Watch what feeling is operating in you. You must accept the things that you call for in your feelings. To get greater feeling, use a greater determination. Your determination will change your desire. Your feeling world is the magnetic pull. Why aren't we free? Because knowingly or unknowingly, we have accepted the appearance world. In the present stage of consciousness of mankind, much of the power of qualification acts unknowingly to the outer conscious mind of the individual. Therefore, the need is to again come into a state of consciousness, a point of control of these faculties. Your world is just as far as your feeling extends. A powerful, strong belief charged into your feeling world will be there embodiment after embodiment. The light pouring down through the ray from the presence can be requalified. Only your feeling can affect this energy. You cannot requalify the energy the ascended ones pour into your feeling world, but you can requalify that which you call forth from the presence. You have been doing it. The energy comes pure and perfect to the heart, and on its return illumines the brain. That is where human qualification takes place. You clothe the energy coming through the ray of light from the presence as it goes out into your world with whatever feeling you have. Just your power of qualification acting in your feeling world stands between you and your freedom. In great calm, you will find that your power of qualification is not acting. Qualification means the feeling released within you that charges the energy called forth from your powerhouse, the attention being the activity. We do not qualify with the intellect. Power of qualification is a feeling. Everything depends upon your use of it. Your power to misqualify can't stop till you stop accepting discord in your feelings. We should not discuss with each other discordant things. When you listen to discordant things, you are anchoring in your feeling world some discord that must act there. There is not one destructive thing that can reach you unless you feed your life energy into it. Charge the feeling to repel discordant things. One can then see or listen to discord without accepting it. Feel such a great outpouring from the presence that discord cannot register. It is not that you may not see destructive conditions, but you may not let them enter into your feeling. When you can look upon a thing without a feeling, then you are master. All feeling is one according to the qualities manifest there. This power and force going forth, this power of light called forth by a great intensity of feeling, goes through the mental and feeling worlds of all mankind in an action similar to hydraulic force. Keep an iron grip on the feelings. The easiest way is to visualize the luminous presence of an ascended master enfolding you, or your own presence. Strong desire, held over a long period of years, becomes a compelling power. The first activity in mankind is desire. Desire must be constructive desire. There is hearing and feeling in the sight, sight and feeling in the hearing, sight and hearing in the feelings. The imperative need is harmony in the feelings. Until we maintain harmony in the feelings, we will stay in chains. We must give balance by self-control in the feelings. The only waiting required is for you to determine to hold harmony in your feelings. You have got to make effort at self-control. You must balance the powers of the presence called forth in the human realm, and that is where attention, power of qualification, and vision come in. One can control the energy at the solar plexus by raising it to the golden flame in the heart. That enables you to hold self-control. The feeling world is what produces beauty in the flesh. In order to have quick action, you must release energy by feeling. It is the feeling that releases the current of energy from the presence that fulfills your call. As long as there is an uncertainty in the feelings, you do not settle down into a firm knowing. There is the motherhood and fatherhood of God. The intellect represents the fatherhood, and the heart, motherhood. Thought is the masculine element. It creates form, which only becomes a thing when combined with the feminine element or activity, feeling. One must be sure in the feelings that the presence is the doer. There is the need of complete cooperation in the feelings to the presence. Once you can release your feelings into the hands of the presence, what freedom that will bring. A criterion one can go by is a feeling from the heart is an action of the presence. A feeling from the solar plexus is the human or outer self acting. One must distinguish between intense human desire and the pressure of light through him. Disturbance in the feeling world enters through the solar plexus. That is the main door. Sight is very closely connected. It will also enter through the ears, and gossip is a most destructive thing. For control, draw in the solar plexus and call to your I Am presence to hold control of your feelings. The solar plexus is the door to the emotional body. The point between the eyes is the door to the mental body. It is well to visualize a miniature, luminous presence of Jesus over those spots. On the forehead, see it in a sphere of dazzling white light about 3 inches in diameter. At the solar plexus, about the size of a large dinner plate. In the disk of light can be used the luminous presence of any ascended master, but it is particularly well to use Jesus' luminous presence because his ray, the sixth ray, is the ray connected with or governing the emotional body. The solar plexus being the entrance to the emotional body from the outer world is why many times one becomes suddenly nauseated for no apparent reason. That is because hate or discord from the outer was allowed to enter, or it may have been consciously projected. When disturbance tries to drive in, or when in a crowd, one can fold his arms, which helps close the door. You can draw in the solar plexus and say, "My magic I Am presence, you hold control of my feelings." It is not realized that 75% of the feelings are discordant in the average person in the outer world who makes no effort to control his feelings. Out of that destructive quality acting, they are unaware of 35% of it. It is those conditions which are the most difficult in one's attainment. Discord acting in the feelings is what has prevented happiness. What holds the desire of mankind? The substance released from the feelings of mankind. We have to stop accepting discord into our feelings. Every constructive desire is God in action. To every constructive desire, there is an opposing force outside and even within yourself. Viciousness from human beings comes from desires unsatisfied, and those desires being human can never be satisfied. That is the bottomless pit. Intellect. Mind. Train yourself to be alert. Intellect acts only from radiation around the brain. Feeling acts from the feeling of the universe. Through the feeling nature, we can go or make contact anywhere in the universe. We can go anywhere in the universe and get knowledge firsthand. Reason is an activity of the human intellect. Intellect is very limited. The heart is unlimited and will keep harmony maintained. The light of the heart will illumine the intellect. Your intellect must learn to be obedient to the feeling within the heart. The intellect has concepts of its own, and you can make yourself believe a falsehood as easily as a truth. The intellect is not the knower, but the heart is. Unbelief is a lack of trust in life. The moment there is doubt and wavering in you, in your feelings, the masters must recede. Arrogance is about the most difficult thing to get the light through. What makes the intellect so arrogant? It is because its attention has been focused on accretion gathered by all mankind. It may not have gotten one idea from the presence. When the light comes through the brain, no human qualification takes place. The light reaches the heart without human qualification, but when it goes through the body, it goes through the feeling and takes on that qualification. When you have disturbing thoughts, visualize the luminous presence of Jesus or some ascended master on everyone you meet. To control the mind or to rise above the emotional plane is not just to subdue the emotions or emerge out of that plane, but to sublimate, transmute that energy into pure substance. Mental development without feeling of love becomes very cold. The feelings are a powerful action and necessary in creation. The mind has the capacity to form conclusions from deductions based on fragmentary information. The objective of mental power is to direct currents of energy from the feelings through the attention. The mind is only an instrument to record the physical senses, the experiences. Your thought is the picture which your feelings fill. Everything acts in the feeling world before it ever reaches the intellect. The cause of physical manifestation is in the mental and feeling worlds. Do not contemplate too much with the intellect. Try to comprehend. The fact is, you are here in these conditions and you want to get out of them. When a number of ideas come to your mind and you wish to know which one to follow, you can say something like this. My magic I am presence, blaze the light from my heart up through these ideas and show me what to do. Attention, vision or thought, and qualification or feeling are all so closely connected that they are inseparable. We clothe the light with discord. The discord is outside the point of light in the radiation or force field. Therefore, it is the first thing that acts. In the emotional body are rates of vibration which repel what you want. You can ask the presence to take out of your feelings these rates of vibration. By free will, we draw energy down instead of sending it back to the presence. All sex desire must be eliminated from the feeling world of mankind. Charged energy, which is human influence, is but the pure energy from the presence qualified with those qualities. We don't remember things or comprehend because those feelings, the human desires, which are the human accumulation, don't want us to remember these things of the light. To read a thing does not mean you comprehend it. You are a mental and feeling being. If it were not so, you would be dumb like a post. You are an individualized world within yourself, your feeling world. One can hear through the feelings as accurately and definitely as if there were spoken words. When the light of the heart expands into the feeling world, that is real inspiration. Realization, as they call it in the East, is a consciousness in your feeling of the thing you are calling for. Power called forth is self-luminous, intelligent substance in the feelings. In some religious work, when people enter in or tune into a certain vibratory action called ecstasy, some lose their balance and become somewhat fanatical. That is because of lack of emotional control, and it becomes an action of emotions instead of divine feeling. Your feelings are your barometer. No human being ever controlled his thought without controlling the feeling first. To control thought, one has to control the feeling first. One can decree, my magic I am presence, you make my feeling, follow my attention. Criticism, condemnation, and judgment are some of the most binding activities of mankind today. When one feels or expresses those qualities, They are charged into his own feeling world. They not only affect the other person, but those actions permit the element he thinks wrong to enter his own world. One of the most dangerous and subtle things is to go among mankind with a feeling of hate and criticism. We should at all times guard against having feelings of criticism, condemnation, and judgment. What we see in others, remember, may be in our own world, as one looks through his own aura first. People blame conditions or persons for creating fear, hate, and so forth in them. But it is one's own thought and feeling, one's reactions, that is to blame. There is the cause. Although the condition or person may seem to rouse fear or hate, it is the individual reaction that is actually the basic cause. Destructive thought-feeling forms can kill as surely as bullets. They kill enthusiasm, higher aspirations, and so forth, as well as cause disease. It is the cravings and the feelings that cause one to make mistakes, not wrong ideas. Few comprehend what the record in the feeling means. When you feel with intensity, it makes a record in the atmosphere around you. It makes an etheric record. That record stands there as a magnet for other qualities of the same kind. 90% of self-correction is to control the energy in the feeling world. Approximately 75% of the energy released to you stays around you. 25% is released into the atmosphere. About 90% of the 75% of energy around you is in the feeling world, and 10% in the mental world. It takes energy to feel tired. It isn't so much a lack of energy as a lack of peace and harmony that makes one tired. In habitual tiredness or exhaustion, some sort of a feeling or craving is draining you all the time. Put all that into the transmuting violet flame. Why do people feel tired after a shopping tour? Because they have moved about amongst the discord of many people, and some of it has clung to or entered their inner bodies. When they get home and take a shower or bath, they feel a relief. Water, especially in a shower, washes off the discordant substance, even a certain amount in the etheric body. One can still disturbance by stepping into the room and visualizing the golden flame expand from the heart. The same with the threefold flame or the blue flame. Rebellion in the feelings is really rebellion against the authority of life. What makes it so difficult for some when they start on the path is the unconscious acceptance of resentment at correction. Realize that the ascended masters know every thought and feeling and the motive back of it. So there is the imperative need of not letting go out from you any feeling of discord. Watch your motive. Be careful that your motive is right. Your motive within you is the determining factor. The moment one gets the rates of vibration cleared from the force fields, he will be self-luminous. This can be done by change of thoughts and feelings. When the emotional body is cleansed, the physical body will be perfect. You do not have to make the ascension to raise your vibratory action to have perfection in your world. How we dam up life energy by feeling. To be kind, grateful, humble, and firm, you don't know what that does to your feeling world. In life, there is no beginning or end. Those are only concepts of the human intellect. God, which is life, is limitless as to time and space. It is dangerous to pour out divine love if you do not hold control of the energy. That way you establish in your emotional body a habit of energy dashing forth. Take control of the energy with still-like grip. Call to the presence to direct it. Calmly, steadily, ask the presence what to do with it. Mankind accept opinions of others because they have forgotten their source. Study earnestly without previous opinions. It is only in human opinions that conflict can come. You have to transcend your human concepts if you want to be free. Who placed the blindfold on the goddess of justice? The concepts of mankind did. Change of feeling of mankind removed it. When using mental faculty, use violet flame first. Then you can call to the presence to give you the perfect idea and inspiration. See a ray of light from the presence come down through the head, through the pineal gland, and out the forehead. This ray is white with radiance of gold. Fill the head with blazing white light. Cataclysmic action depends largely on the feelings of general humanity. Dope is different from alcohol or tobacco. It reaches into the feeling world. When you have some transcendent experience, do not relate it immediately, not until it has been firmly anchored in your feelings. Harmony, health, supply is all that is required to bring the fullness of the presence into the physical realm. The presence of all good is anchored in the heart. That makes you a magnet that settles any argument of the intellect. More than 50% of magnetized energy is needed in the feeling world to bring these things about.